Hi, hello, and how are you? Live from the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa, I say good evening. The Dort Defenders women's basketball getting set to do battle with Northwestern here this evening. Probably about 8 or 9 minutes away from the start of our women's contest. And then we'll wrap it up with a men's doubleheader as we head into the home stretch. After this evening, the Defenders will have played 21 women's games, 4 regular season contests remaining. For the men, it'll be just 3 regular season contests beginning still to be played after this evening. And we wrap things up very rapidly from here on out. But first things first, a very challenging evening ahead for the Dort Defenders, taking on a couple of Northwestern teams that are playing very well right now. Let's take a closer look at this opponent. First of all, Northwestern, 11-8 this season, 11-5 in the GPAC. You say, well, ho-hum. Since November 21, the Raiders have lost just 2 games. They're 11-2 since starting the year, 0-6. Northwestern has won 6 games in a row since the Concordia loss on January 2. Sammy Bloom makes this team go. She leads Northwestern with a 13 points per game average to go with 3.6 rebounds and a team-high 3.1 assists per game. Bloom is making 40.5% of her 3-point shots and has a team-high 29 steals. Molly Shanny is good for 11.9 points per game and 6.7 rebounds, while Devin Campbell is averaging 10.4 points per game with 48 made 3-point baskets. Emily Danner scores 9.1 points per game. And Taylor Vandervelde is averaging 7.5 points per game with 5.1 rebounds. This is not a deep Northwestern team, but they are averaging 75 points per game. They're limiting teams to 66 points per outing. They're out-rebounding teams 40-36. They're also converting 42.6% of their field goal attempts while limiting opponents to 39%. And they are playing very confidently by all accounts, and you cannot put a point amount or point total on a team that is playing with confidence, but it is definitely worth something, and we will see if Dort is able to negate some of that confidence and take some of that away here this evening. Dort is 12-8 this year, 11-6 in the track. They got a win over Doan last Saturday. They're outscoring teams 72-66 and out-rebound teams 45-34. The Defenders are converting 40% of its field goals while allowing teams to make 38%. Dort also has made 34% of its 3-point shots, while opponents have made 32.6. Ashton Verbeek is scoring a team-high 14.2 points per game, grabbing 9.7 rebounds. She's making 45% of her field goal attempts, and she is averaging 2.5 assists per game. Erica Feenster's average is at 12.6 points per game and 5.4 rebounds. She converts 48% of her field goal tries. Carly Gustafson adds 11.2 points per game, and she makes 58% of her field goals, and she takes in 6.5 rebounds. Maya Shemileski and Bailey Tetzloff add 5.1 and 5.8 points per game, respectively. Tetzloff has 21 steals. Jordan Winterfeld has 19. Verbeek is the team leader in 3-point baskets made with 29, and a total of 8 defenders have 11 or more 3-point baskets made this season. Keep in mind, the Defenders have now been without Bailey Backman for 2 weeks, and they will be without her for the remainder of the season. Northwestern controlled much of its games with Hastings on Saturday and took a 79-70 final. They led the entire fourth quarter by at least 5 points. Bloom had 21, 8 rebounds. Danner came off of the bench, scored 14. The Defenders beat Doan 71-58 on Saturday afternoon, led to much of the game by double figures, but were never able to fully just blow it open and coast in. Carly Gustafson had a career-high 25 points with 8 rebounds and 2 steals. She was 7-8 from the floor. Verbeek scored 13 and had 13 rebounds with 6 assists and 4 blocked shots. Tetzloff added 10 points and 8 rebounds. Dort had a 48-32 rebounding edge. They were 22-59 from the field, while Doan was 21-61. First meeting between these two teams was back on December the 16th. Northwestern Dort women's play 76-69. The Defenders held a slight 38-36 lead at halftime, but a late shot by Taylor Vandervelde gave Northwestern a 53-51 lead at the end of the third quarter. Dort regained the lead to start the fourth quarter and were up 61-58 after a basket by Erica Feenstra, but Northwestern took the lead on a Sammy Bloom three-pointer. With just under 3 minutes remaining, and the lead quickly went to 2 possessions, and Dort never had the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead the rest of the game. Verbeek led Dort with 33 points and 9 rebounds. Bloom had 18 for the Raiders. Northwestern had 10 made three-point baskets, while Dort had 6. Dort had a 44-39 rebounding edge, but Northwestern shot 42% from the field to Dort's 38%. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Here are your probable starters for tonight's contest. We begin with Northwestern. They will start number 15, Taylor Vanderveld, a 5A junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 7.5 points per game. Number 21 is Sammy Bloom, a 5'7 senior from Rock Valley, averaging 13.3 points per outing. Number 31 is Alexis Touring, a 5'11 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 5.1 points per game. Devin Campbell wears number 32. She's a 5'6 junior from Panora, Iowa, averaging 10.4 points per contest. And number 34 is Molly Shanny, a 6'1 freshman from Emmitsburg, Iowa, averaging 11.9 points per game. For the defenders, they will start number 11, Bailey Tetzloff, a 5'10 senior from Brookings, averaging 5.5 points per game. Number 12 tonight will be Erica Feenster, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 12.6 points per game. Number 21 is Jordan Winterfeld, a 5'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.1 points per game. And number 25 is Ashton Verbeek, a 6'2 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.2 points per game. Let's pause for our national anthem. Our national anthem is performed by the Northwestern Athletics Band. I believe I gave you 4 out of the 5 starters for the defenders are probable starters. The final starter is Carly Gustafson, 6-foot sophomore from Ethan, South Dakota, averaging 11.2 points per game. Again, those are the likely starters for both Dort and Northwestern. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. Welcome back to the Boltman Center. Dort clad in their black jerseys, yellow numbers trimmed out in white, while the Northwestern Red Raiders will be in their home light uniforms. Not white, but gray. Red numbers, and they are trimmed in black. They've got Raiders across the front in black block lettering. Dort will be moving right to left from my vantage point near the west baseline. East baseline occupied by the Northwestern bench. Dort bowing, controlling the opening tap. They get it over to Erica Feenster. Feenster gives it up to Verbeek. Verbeek into the lane over the right hand, passes over the top. Gustafson. Gustafson, short corner, faces up right baseline. Gives it back out front to Verbeek. Verbeek in between the circles out front. She puts it on the floor a couple times. They bring the double team. She's down on one knee, maintains possession of it. Gives it to Feenster. Feenster, Verbeek. Verbeek's shot is blocked. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball, after the tie-up, is whistled. Now, referees conference, and Northwestern's bench is asking for a shot clock violation, and they will be granted the shot clock violation rather than the jump ball, so that saves them a possession as well. The official on the far side, right in front of the Northwestern bench, I believe that was Kevin Schultz, who ends up I beg your pardon. And that was rather Chad DeYoung, who calls for the shot clock violation. Pass goes down low to Molly Shanny. Shanny on the right block as you face the hoop. And she goes with an over-the-left shoulder move with the right hand. And Northwestern has a 2-0 lead. Gustafson with it on the wing. Goes over to Feenster. Feenster gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld down to the right block. Splits the defense. Kick up pass back over to Verbeek, and Verbeek reins in a three-pointer from the left wing, and the defenders lead it 3-2. A run out, though, on the other end, and Turing gets free for a right-handed layup from the left-hand side, and the defenders trail 4-3. Got to get back on defense against Northwestern. They'll beat you with some of those easy baskets, and those easy baskets so difficult to come by. Underneath Feenster. Feenster shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Molly Shanny. It will be Dort basketball out on the three-point line on the left baseline. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Bailey Tetzloff. Tetzloff will get the ball from Royce Raniger. Tetzloff looking, throws it in to Gustafson. Dort trailing 4-3. Gustafson looking down low, instead gets it out front to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets around the defensive player, lays it up the right hand. It's good. Able to get around Devin Kemble that time was Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a two-point basket. And tripped up on the other end was Northwestern's Turing. Turing loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Defenders leading 5-4. Northwestern intent on getting the ball over the top, trying to force Dort into a running game. Dort with three post players on the floor together much of the game. Left side pass, Verbeek. Verbeek, three from the wing, no good. Rebound misses everything. That's Tetzloff with the offensive rebound. But they say that she stepped on the baseline out of bounds as she took that rebound in. It will be Northwestern basketball. Vandervelde gives it in to Bloom. Bloom up the floor, back over to Vandervelde. Vandervelde goes right side over to Kemble. Kemble with it. Around the horn they go. Vandervelde back over to Bloom. Bloom guarded there by Tetzloff. Tetzloff gets a hand on it. Bloom spins back out front to Vandervelde. Underneath Shanny. Shanny puts it up. Shot no good off the glass. Gets her own rebound back. Kicks it outside. Turing. Turing on the right way. Turing with the basketball back over to Bloom. Bloom feeds it inside. Ball deflected. Taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek has Tetzloff. Tetzloff led her too far. And Tetzloff has to chase after it. Ends up stepping on the end line. Out of bounds. It will be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern gets the ball back. Bringing the ball into the front court is Bloom. Bloom with it on the left-hand side, driving the lane, stops, kick out pass, Shanny. Shanny, 15-footer, no good. Offensive rebound and a foul called on the rebound against Winterfeld. Getting in for the offensive rebound was Devin Kemble. And it will be Northwestern with the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 7:09 remaining here in the first quarter. Dort leading Northwestern 5-4. Vandervelde throws in over the top, finds Bloom. Bloom, 14-footer straight on, rattles it good. Sammy Bloom with a two-point bucket, and the defenders trail 6-5. Back and forth we go in the early going. Pass right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it across the timeline. Jordan Winterfeld with it on the wing. Now Gustafson. Gustafson, nothing there. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld tries to pass through the lane. It's taken away. Intended for Feenster. Bloom comes up with it. Bloom off balance. Shot no good. Rebound to Turing. Turing off of the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound back of the best shot. Again from the left side of the hoop. No good. Now the ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Northwestern basketball. And that is why that first possession where they called a shot clock violation instead of a tie-up is important. Now Northwestern gets that jump ball situation rather than Dort. So Northwestern with nearly wholesale changes. Three new players into the game. They get the ball inbounded. This is Danner. Danner with it on the wing. Danner's pass kicked away by Gustafson. It will be Northwestern basketball on the sideline. Nope, they'll dump it in from the baseline once again. Jada Cunningham to throw it in. Cunningham looking. Finds Danner. Danner gets her feet set. Three, miss, no good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Gustafson over the basketball. Gustafson up the left side over to Albrecht. Hillary Albrecht in the game at the last break as well for the defenders. There's Sienna Stamnis for the defenders. Right side, Gustafson on the wing. Gustafson down to the baseline. Spins with the left hand on the rim. No good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern. Coming away with it is Kemble. Kemble to Cunningham. Cunningham into the front court. Right side, Kemble. Kemble gives it up. Left side, it goes to Vandervelde. Vandervelde back out front. Now Danner. Danner with it on the right wing. Danner goes right side, Cunningham. Cunningham down to the baseline. Dribbles it off of her foot. Picks it back up. Now goes Nearham. Nearham shot in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Ahead of the pack, it goes Albrecht. Albrecht on the left elbow. Picks up her dribble. Backdoor cut intended for Shemileski. She tries to get it back over to Gustafson. Tracking down is Albrecht. 20 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Stamness for the basketball. Right side it goes Albrecht. Albrecht on the wing. Underneath Gustafson. Gustafson head fake. Up strong. Good. Carly Gustafson with a two-point bucket, and the defenders lead 7-6. 7-6 our score. Danner on the left wing. Kemble, Kemble, Cunningham. Cunningham will get direction from the bench. Coach Chris Yaw up directing things from the Northwestern bench. Goes over to Kemble. Kemble to Nearham. Nearham working against Verbeek, and she gets a left-handed hook to hang on the rim and fall through. Hannah Nearham averaging 4.2 points per game. Dort trails 8-7. Gustafson faces up, tries for the crossover move. Her shot got knocked off balance. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Tried for the crossover, ended up off balance, and Cunningham brings the ball up the floor. Cunningham to Kemble. Kemble back to Vandervelde. Vandervelde with it. Left side, Danner. Danner on the wing. Danner gives it back over to Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. Right side to go, Danner. Danner with it. Top of the key, Cunningham. Cunningham driving the lane, tries to dump it off to Nearham. And the ball out of bounds, untouched. Last touched by the passer. And Dort will have the basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Stamness. Stamness to Shemileski. Cunningham comes up to show token pressure. Shemileski gets it away to Stamness. Stamness up the floor, left side. This is Albrecht. Albrecht over the basketball. Back to Stamness. Stamness underneath to Mari Smitsdorf, and Mari is fouled on the play. That is team foul number one on Northwestern in this quarter. 4:07 left to play in the first quarter. Northwestern leads 8-7. Shemileski will throw the ball in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shemileski triggers. Gets it in to Feenstra. Feenstra. Back it goes. Smitsdorf, Smitsdorf, Stamness. Stamness, 12-footer off the glass, too short, no good. Stamness had a chance at the offensive rebound, and the ball bounces off of that left knee brace. Out of bounds, it'll be Northwestern basketball. Jazzy Prinz in the game for Northwestern. Bringing the ball up for Northwestern is Maddie Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones on the left-hand side. Goes to Bloom. Bloom, right side, Prinz. Prinz dumps it down low. And Smitsdorf is going to be called for a foul as she jockeys for position with Molly Shanny. So Smitsdorf whistled for her first personal foul. Northwestern throwing the ball in. And they get the ball inbounded to Danner. Danner, three. Too strong, no good. Rebound to Albrecht, and we have a foul called on the rebound. Delayed whistle that time by Royce Raniger. Dort was ready to turn and head up the floor. Call the foul on Shanny, and that's foul number one on her for Northwestern. Team foul number two on the Raiders. 3:35 left to go in the first quarter. Dort trailing 8-7. Albrecht up the floor, finds Feenstra in the right corner. Her three, no good, too short. Rebound cleared by Dort and Feenstra. She throws it away, though, trying to throw it from her knees. Left side it goes Danner. Danner gives it underneath Shanny. Shanny up strong. Her shot no good. Rebound Smitsdorf. Outlets to Shemileski. Shemileski to Albrecht. Albrecht. Her charges into the lane. Back over to Mari. Mari gives it up. Shemileski. Shemileski with it on the right wing. Shemileski. Feenstra faces up. Now tries to cross over. Falling down is Shanny. Turnaround easy bucket for Feenstra. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. Dort leads 9-8. 9-8 our score. Shot no good on the other end. That was Prinz who tried to drive baseline. Rebound is cleared by Smitsdorf. 2:41 left to go in the contest. And Feenster tries to save it in off of Danner. Does so, but the ball ricochets off of Danner, right off of Feenster again. And Northwestern has the basketball. So Northwestern bringing the basketball up the floor. Left side with it is Bloom. Bloom goes to Turing. Turing cut off and throws it away. Turing tried to throw it into the corner. Unable to wrap it around far enough, though. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Northwestern. It'll be Dort basketball. Checking into the game for the defenders, Macy Nielsen. The freshman from Sioux Falls picks up her dribble, gets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Nielsen. Nielsen right side, Gustafson. Gustafson shows. Now drives into the lane. Back outside it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld drives to the free throw line. Cut off. Kick out. Gustafson. Gustafson three. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Northwestern. They throw it ahead to Turing. Turing catches up with it on the sideline. Right side it goes to Vandervelde, and Vandervelde throws it away, intended for Bloom. Throws it into the student section here at Northwestern. Out of bounds it will be Dort basketball. So Dort has the basketball. And bringing the ball into the front court is Winterfeld. Now back over to Nielsen. Nielsen up the floor to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it, 20 to shoot. Winterfeld setting the offense. Now 1:48 left to go here in the first half. Dort up by a point. Gustafson squares up. Her three from the right wing, no good. Rebound tipped out long, picked up by Gustafson. Left side, Nielsen. Nielsen, three, splash. Macy Nielsen with the three-point basket, and the defender lead is 12-8. 12-8 our score. Comes over to Vandervelde. Vandervelde back out front to Kemble. Kemble left side, Bloom. Bloom on the wing. Bloom guarded there by Tetzloff. Comes back over to Vandervelde. Vandervelde to Kemble. Kemble, Shanny. Shanny facing up against Verbeek. Shanny dumps it off, and an easy shot that time. Missed by Maddie Jones, though. Rebound defenders. Jones had a layup as she cut into the lane. Kick out pass. Verbeek. Verbeek, three. Good. Ashton Verbeek with her second three, and the defender lead is 15-8. Eight unanswered by the defenders, a two and a couple of threes. 50 seconds remaining. Driving in is Jones. Short arms, another layup. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. About a 13-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Right side it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Back to Verbeek. Verbeek with it out front. Verbeek driving right hand, goes into the corner. Nielsen dumps it inside. Verbeek, turnaround 12-footer, good. Ashton Verbeek with 12 points. Dort leads 17-8. Northwestern with it. They can hold for the final shot of the quarter if they want. Jones with the basketball out front. Jones guarded there by Winterfeld. Picks up her dribble, passes it to Kemble. Kemble, Bloom. Bloom, three. Sammy Bloom with the three-point basket stops the bleeding. 2 seconds remaining. Desperation heave by Verbeek. No good. And our first quarter comes to a close. Dort, 17. Northwestern, 11. Dort with a 10-0 run to take an 11-point lead at one point. They take a 6-point lead. I beg your pardon, a 9-point lead. They take a 6-point lead into the second quarter when we're back right after this. Yeah. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort basketball after the quarter break. Defenders leading 17-11. Left side it goes Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen swing pass over the top intended for McKenna Klecker, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern throwing it in. They get the ball inbounded to Cunningham. Cunningham stops in the backcourt, gets it ahead to Kemble. Kemble drops it off. Shot by Danner underneath. Good. Emily Danner with her first two. Dort leading 17-13. Short corner, Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen, Shemileski. Shemileski left corner to Tetzloff. Tetzloff feeds it Klecker. Klecker right side, Van Hulsen. 13 to shoot. Now Tetzloff. Tetzloff in the lane to Albrecht, and Albrecht is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with the basketball. Dort leading 17-13. Cunningham brings the ball up over to Danner. Danner right side, Turing. Turing with the ball. Touring gives it back over to Vandervelde. Vandervelde out front, Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. Northwestern breaking back door. Nobody saw it open. Now comes back to Touring. Touring with the basketball. And Touring is called for an offensive foul as she extended the left forearm and gets called as she knocks Maya Shimoleski to the floor. Offensive foul. Turnover in effect. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball, Shimoleski. Shimoleski goes left side over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff right side, Shimoleski. Shimoleski feeds it to Van Holzen. Van Holzen, Albrecht. Albrecht too strong with the right hand, misses the layup. And the rebound is cleared by Northwestern. Northwestern, Cunningham. Cunningham, Vandervelde. Vandervelde off the glass, good. Vandervelde with a two-point basket, her first field goal today. It's 17-15, Dort by two. So Dort had a lead moments ago of nine. Now McKenna Klecker drives baseline, misses, too strong. Northwestern out and running, and Danner is going to be called for traveling as she's unable to get the ball on the floor quickly enough in transition. Gets whistled for the travel. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort leading 17-15. So Dort with a 10-0 run moments ago. Northwestern has answered with a 7-0 run. Dort, Gustafson, back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Verbeek. Verbeek, turnaround from 12, left elbow, good. Ashton Verbeek with 10 first quarter points. Dort leads 19-15. Long pass over the top, Touring. Touring, layup, good. Alexis Touring with 4 points. And the defenders lead 19-17 as Northwestern again beats Dort over the top. Winterfeld goes left side, Gustafson. Step inside the three-point line. That shot is short, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern, this is Danner. Danner gives it up, Vandervelde. Vandervelde to Touring. Touring facing up, spin move, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Verbeek. And a foul called on the rebound. And that foul is charged to Dort's number 21, Jordan Winterfeld. And for Winterfeld, I beg your pardon, that's number two. It's two on Winterfeld. Dort leads Northwestern 19-17. Left side pass, Vandervelde. Vandervelde, Cunningham. Cunningham gives it up down low. Touring back to Kimball. Kimball shot no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Verbeek. Verbeek hands it off to Nielsen. Nielsen up the floor. Nielsen picks up her dribble. She goes to Gustafson. Short corner to Feenstra. Back out front, Nielsen. Nielsen with an in-between the circles. Zone defense applied here by Northwestern. Middle of the lane pass to Gustafson. Gustafson with the left hand after she crosses over is good. She's got 4 points. Dort leads 21-17. Vandervelde. Left side it goes, Danner. Danner to Touring. Touring underneath for Kimball. And Kimball is fouled on the play. And for Macy Nielsen, that is foul number one on her. Throwing the ball in for Northwestern will be Jada Cunningham. Cunningham, 5'7 junior from Sioux Falls, gets the ball inbounded to Sammy Bloom. Bloom dumps it down low for Shanny. Shanny with the basketball. Shanny, pass, deflected, picks it back up. Trying to work in against Verbeek. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Shanny with 4 points, averaging 11.9 points per game. It's 21-19. Defenders by two. Out front with it is Stamness. Stamness up the floor against Bloom. Upside it goes Nielsen. Nielsen of the basketball. Gustafson. Gustafson. Ball fake. Drives in. Loses it. Picks it back up. Stamness. Back to Verbeek. Verbeek ball fake against Touring. Verbeek. Shot from 12, no good. Rebound, Gustafson, shot no good. Now a jump ball called on the rebound. It'll be Dort basketball. Shimoleski got in and forced the jump ball on the rebound. It'll be Dort basketball throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Nielsen. Nielsen finds Verbeek, hands it off Stamness. Straight on three, missed, no good. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Northwestern, Cunningham. Cunningham to Prinz. Prinz looking down low. comes back to Turing. Turing with the basketball. Turing back over to Bloom. Bloom, rainbow three, no good. From the left wing, rebound cleared by the defenders. Up the right sideline is Shemileski. Shemileski stops, gets it down low to Gustafson. Gustafson puts it up in traffic off of the glass. Good. Carly Gustafson with 6 points. Going against Shanny that time. Shanny backs off, doesn't want to pick up the personal foul at this point. Pass, right side, Prinz. Prinz on the wing. Prinz comes back out front to Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball, gives it upside over to Turing. Turing on the wing. Turing comes back out front, goes back over to Bloom. Bloom with it, 10 to shoot. Bloom to Cunningham. Cunningham guarded there by Stamness, 5 to shoot. Cunningham, step back three, it's good. Just going to say that's not her shot, but she knocks it down. Jada Cunningham with the step back three. Dort leads 23-22. Verbeek left side against Turing. All the way down to the baseline. Reverse layup, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Turing commits the foul on the reverse layup by Verbeek. Verbeek with 12 points. She goes to the free throw line. That's foul number two on Alexis Turing with 4:45 left to go in the first half. Ashton Verbeek to the free throw line. Verbeek, free throw, good. Ashton Verbeek, a 76% free throw shooter. She's got 13. And the defender lead is 4, 26-22. Cunningham gets it over to Bloom. Bloom with it on the right wing. Bloom goes right side. Danner. Danner in the corner. Danner underneath Cunningham. Cunningham swings it to Bloom. Bloom over to Prinz. Prinz, three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Stamness. It will be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball. A fresh 20 to work with. And throwing it in, Northwestern. They get the ball inbounded. Goes over to Jones. Jones with it. Jones gets the return pass. Underneath now to Nearham. Nearham to Prinz. Prinz with the basketball. Prinz out front, Danner. Danner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound. Now we've got a jump ball on the rebound. It's going to be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball on the jump ball. Throwing the ball in is Jones for Northwestern. Jones gets the ball inbounded to Nearham. Nearham, Prinz, Prinz, Bloom. Bloom, Danner. Danner on the right wing. Danner back over to Jones. 12 to shoot. Comes back to Danner. Danner guarded there by Feenstra. Top of the key, picks up her dribble. Right side, Jones. Jones loses it on the dribble. It's picked up by Nielsen, ahead to Shemileski. Shemileski with the basketball, Dort by four. Right side it goes Feenstra. Feenstra, swing pass over the top, Stamness, and Stamness unable to reel in the pass that was over her head. Out of bounds it goes, last touch by Dort. It will be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern with the basketball. 26-22, defenders up by four. Jones with the basketball. Jones gets the return pass. She's on the right-hand side, drives in with the right hand, and we've got a foul before the shot. That's going to go on Sienna Stamness, junior from Rochester, Minnesota. Junior in terms of eligibility, senior in terms of how many years she has attended Dort. Inbounding will be Bloom for Northwestern. So Bloom to trigger. Bloom gets the ball inbounded, gets the return pass now, working against Shemileski. Shemileski not giving any ground. Danner back over to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones on the left wing, still using her dribble. Drives with the right hand, misses the layup, and now a foul called on the rebound. I believe that's going to go on Sienna on the rebound, a push. That's team foul number four on the defenders, and for Sienna, that's number two. Shemileski stays in, checks out of the ballgame, I should say. Tetzloff checks in. 3:11 left in the half. Ball's inbounded to Vandervelde. Vandervelde backs up to be on the circle out front. Passes over to Danner. Danner guarded there by Feenstra. Left side it goes. Vandervelde. Vandervelde to Nearham. Nearham with the left hand shot, no good. And a fight for the rebound and a foul on the play called on Macy Nielsen. Nielsen whistled for the personal foul on the rebound. They say that she got underneath Vandervelde, so Vandervelde will go to the free throw line. Was waiting for the indication from the official on what that foul call was going to be, what the actual foul was indicated as, and they said that she got underneath her. So Vandervelde will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. First free throw on the way is up and good. Another one on the way. 3 points for Vandervelde, averaging 7.5 points per game. Dort was up four at the beginning of this quarter, and they lead by two right now, 26-24. Four for Vandervelde. Right side it goes. Nielsen. Nielsen over the basketball. Gustafson. Gustafson's pass. To Verbeek. Verbeek back over to Gustafson. Gustafson, Verbeek. Verbeek, three. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Northwestern. Northwestern basketball. Up the floor with it is Kemble. Kemble. Left side, Vandervelde. Vandervelde with the basketball. Vandervelde, they dump it down low for Nearham. Nearham working against Verbeek. Backdoor cut intended for Bloom. It's taken away by the defenders. Verbeek back over to Gustafson. Left sideline with it. Stops on the wing. Underneath Feenster. Feenster, nothing there. And Feenster is going to be called for steps. So, it was Feenstra who got that pass down low. And she shuffled her feet. Well, the basketball is Northwestern. Right side, Kemble. Kemble looking for Vandervelde. Gives it left side, Jones. Jones to Shanny. Shanny shot blocked by Verbeek. It will be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern has it down to 26-24. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop down at the west end of the Boltman Center. They get it in to Shanny. Shanny is blocked on the play by Verbeek. And then she steps on the end line out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Coach Chris Yaw for Northwestern wanted a foul call. Sammy Bloom lobbying as well. No call forthcoming. Dort basketball. Verbeek, right side. Gets it back. Swing it back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Gustafson. Gustafson to Feenstra, and Feenstra is held on the play. And that foul called on Northwestern's Maddie Jones. It's foul number one on Jones. Right side it goes. They get it back over to Gustafson. Gustafson, Feenstra. Feenstra with it, short corner. Feenstra drives in, puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. No, it's taken away by Northwestern. Bloom. Bloom, left side, Vandervelde. Vandervelde with it, and Gustafson knocks her down. Gustafson will commit the personal foul, and for Carly, that is her first personal foul. Vandervelde slow in getting up. She will shoot free throws when she is ready. That is foul number one on Gustafson. Dort already over the five-foul limit. So bonus time for Northwestern for the next 86 seconds. First free throw is in and out, no good. Vandervelde, a 63% free throw shooter. Respectable, but not a sure thing. Another free throw on the way for Vandervelde. This one's up and good. 26-25, defenders by a point. Defenders have led the entire second quarter. Northwestern has rallied, though, from what was a 9-point deficit near the end of the first quarter, and it's been back and forth with neither team able to get an extended run put together since those two runs, one by Dort at the end of the first quarter and the other by Northwestern to span the end of the first quarter and to start the second quarter. Dort leading 26-25, balls tapped out of bounds, last touch by the Northwestern Raiders. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort inbounds, they get it into Shemileski. 105 remaining in the first half. Left side it goes, Tetzloff. Tetzloff gives it up, Feenstra, Shemileski. Right side Gustafson, three, misses, no good. Rebound, Verbeek. Verbeek wrestles it away, gives it back to Maya. Maya, floater in the lane, good. Maya Shemileski with a two-point basket, going with a right hand, and the defenders lead 28-25. Answering is Campbell, no good, and the defenders gather in the rebound, Gustafson. Gustafson, Verbeek, Verbeek back over to Gustafson. Gustafson, ball fake, nothing there. Shemileski, right corner, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, corner three, good. Bailey Tetzloff with a corner three-point basket, her first bucket of the day. Quickly back the other way, Turing, and Turing beats Northwest, beats Dort back for the easy basket. Turing in transition, she's got six. 10 seconds left to play, first half, Dort leading 31-27. Left side pass, it goes, Tetzloff, Tetzloff, Verbeek, Verbeek, Gustafson, Gustafson tripped up in the lane. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort 31, Northwestern 27. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break and be back. Back at halftime, the defenders lead Northwestern 31-27. Women's GPAC basketball, the defenders in the first half of play, 13 of 32 from the floor, 40.6%. Northwestern, 11 of 32, 34.4%. Dort, 4 of 13 from the arc, 31%. Northwestern, 2 of 7, 29%. Total of 4 free throws shot between the two teams in the first half. Northwestern, 3 of 3, Dort, 1 for 1. Rebounds, Northwestern with a 22-17 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Dort, 8, Northwestern, 9. Two steals for the Raiders, three for the defenders. The defenders led in scoring by Ashton Verbeek's 13 points. 6 points for Carly Gustafson, three each for Bailey Tetzloff, Macy Nielsen, and then two each for Maya Shemileski, Jordan Winterfeld, and Erica Feenstra. For the Raiders, 6 points for Alexis Turing, five each for Taylor Vandervelde and Sammy Bloom. Three for Jada Cunningham, two each for Emily Danner and Hannah Nearham. And you've got Molly Shanny with four. Rebounds, Turing has four. Danner has four for Northwestern. Campbell has three assists for the defenders. Five rebounds for Gustafson, four for Verbeek. Three assists for Jordan Winterfeld. We're set for the second half of play. Dort with their original starting five on the floor. Northwestern countering with their original starting five of Campbell, Vandervelde, Shanny, Turing, and Bloom. On the left side with it is Winterfeld. Winterfeld goes over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff to Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek gets a ball screen. Nothing there. Back out front it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld driving in with the right hand. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Jordan Winterfeld starts the second half of the lay-in. Dort leads 33-27. A six-point lead for the defenders. They've led by as many as nine tonight. Right side Bloom. Bloom underneath Shanny. Shanny puts it up. Blocked by Verbeek. Rebound Verbeek. Verbeek with the pass ahead intended for Feenstra. Back to knock it away and take it away is Vandervelde. Vandervelde up the floor quickly. Left side it goes to Turing. Turing back to Bloom. Bloom floats it from 10. Good. Sammy Bloom with seven on the straight-on shot from about 10 feet in the middle of the lane. Backdoor cut. Winterfeld intended for Gustafson. It's tipped by Vandervelde. Northwestern comes up with it. Long pass over the top. Intended on the play for Turing. It goes out of bounds. It is Northwestern turning it over. Dort basketball. I've watched enough Chris Yaw teams to know that he'll take those kind of turnovers. Those are dead ball turnovers. The opponent doesn't have a chance to turn around and run, and you're pressing the issue. So that's been a trademark of Northwestern women's basketball for quite some time. They'll take that trade-off. Most every basketball coach will. They give it inside Verbeek. Verbeek shot in the lane, no good, but she is fouled on the play by Sammy Bloom. Bloom whistled for foul number one. Awesome. And the first free throw on the way for Verbeek. This will be Ashton Verbeek at the free throw line. Verbeek. Free throw up and good. Another one on the way for Verbeek. Trying to extend it back to a six-point ball game. It's 5 points right now, 34-29 pending the free throw, and it's up and through. 35-29, Verbeek with 15 points. That was Bloom's first foul. Northwestern basketball goes to Kimball. Kimball three from the left wing. Good. Kimball knocks down a triple, and the defenders lead it 35-32. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek gets a ball screen from Feenstra. Hands it back over to Winterfeld. Gives it right back to Verbeek on the block. Verbeek turnaround, 10-footer in the lane. Good. Ashton Verbeek with 17, and the defenders lead 37-32. Sammy Bloom back the other way. Let's see if Northwestern starts trading threes for twos. Steal by Winterfeld. No, she steps on the sideline. Out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern with the basketball. Throwing it in is Turing. Turing gets the ball inbounded to Bloom. Bloom gives it up Vandervelde. Vandervelde, right side it goes Shanny. Shanny over the basketball on the right wing. Shanny back over to Vandervelde. Vandervelde gives it up Turing. Turing left side to Kimball. Kimball, reverse layup, lost it on the way up. Picked up by Tetzloff. Right side it goes Gustafson. Gustafson stops. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Comes back right side Feenstra. Feenstra with the ball over her head, puts it on the floor a couple times up to the left wing. Now they swing it back over to Gustafson. Gustafson back to Feenstra. Feenstra high post to Verbeek. Verbeek 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Northwestern and Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom, the trailer. Kimball. Kimball tripped up on the play. Unable to get the shot to go, and she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. Devin Kimball shooting two. She's got a three to her credit so far today. She is a 94% free throw shooter, 17 of 18 so far this season. The junior from Panora, Iowa, and she makes the first one. She's got four. Second free throw on the way, trying to trim this back to a three-point difference. And this one's off the mark, no good. Second miss of the season for Kimball. Out of 20 tries. Pass out front. This is Gustafson. Gustafson crosses over against Vandervelde. Cut off. 17-footer by Verbeek. Missed it. No good. Good look at it. And the rebound is cleared by Vandervelde. Vandervelde gets it away to Bloom. Bloom up the floor. Bloom goes back left side over to Vandervelde. Vandervelde to Turing. Turing gives it up underneath Kimball. Kimball against Winterfeld. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it up the floor. Jordan back left side it goes to Verbeek. Verbeek to Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. Tetzloff comes back right side into Winterfeld. Winterfeld top of the key. Verbeek. Verbeek swing pass left side Feenstra. Feenstra looks for a ball screen. Drives the lane. Splits the defense. Lays it up. No good, but a foul on the play. Foul goes on Bloom, and that's Sammy Bloom's second foul of the half. Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line. First trip to the free throw line tonight for Feenstra. She is a 78% free throw shooter. So Dort countering with Stamnis and Shemileski coming into the game. Albrecht waiting at the score bench. First free throw is up and short by Feenstra. Second free throw by Feenstra is up and through, so Feenstra makes one of two. She's got 3 points. And the defender lead is 38-33, 6:18 remaining. Jada Cunningham, that's left to play in the third quarter. Right side it goes Kimball. Kimball to Danner. Danner to Neerham. Neerham, left wing, Vandervelde. Vandervelde over the basketball. Vandervelde to Cunningham. Cunningham spins, stops, cut off by Stamnis, and Cunningham is able to scoop it up after the crossover, and the defender lead is 38-35. Stamnis to Albrecht. Albrecht, back Stamnis. Stamnis, ball fake, stops, reverses, Shemileski. Shemileski, three off the mark, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball, Cunningham. Cunningham with the ball. Cunningham comes back. And now we've got a foul on the play called against Gustafson. Carly Gustafson whistled for her second personal foul. And a timeout on the floor charged to the Dort defenders. First timeout used by either team. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Northwestern works it into Nearham. Nearham right side to Cunningham. Cunningham cut off. Cunningham goes back to Vandervelde. Vandervelde misses the short jumper in the lane. And now you have a shot clock violation called against Northwestern as that ball failed to draw iron. And Dort will get the basketball back. 38-35, defenders by three. Stamness to throw the ball in. Gets it into Shemileski, back over to Sienna. Sienna brings it up against token pressure put on by Northwestern. Left side it goes Albrecht. Albrecht, Gustafson. Gustafson underneath. Drew some contact. Can't get the shot to go, though. And the rebound is cleared by Northwestern. Northwestern with the ball, Cunningham. Cunningham with a head full of steam. Her pass underneath, tipped, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Cunningham. Cunningham, and we've got a hold on the play called against Dort. And that foul goes on Shemileski, and for Maya, that is her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the defenders here in this quarter. Gustafson and Verbeek are out along with Stamness. Smitsdorf is in. And Feenstra's back in. Steal by Winterfeld on the inbounds play. Winterfeld will bring the ball up the floor. Winterfeld gives it off left side, gets the return pass out front to Feenstra. Feenstra right corner, Shemileski underneath Mari. Smitsdorf trying to cross over, lost it, and now a jump ball. No, a foul called against Smitsdorf after the turnover. Dort leads 38-35. They have led since taking, they've led since they went up 9-8. Northwestern has come back to within one, but have never retaken the lead. Danner, right side, and they throw it away. Intended for Jazzy Prinz. Prinz had it in her hands and then lost it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort and Shemileski. Shemileski throwing the ball in for the defenders. Shemileski gets it up the floor to Albrecht. Albrecht with it at midcourt. Spin move. Tries to get away from the defensive player. Still has her dribble. Passes right side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf gives it left wing to Albrecht. Albrecht with the basketball. 4 minutes remaining. Lost it. Passes it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld. Albrecht. Albrecht in traffic. Her shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom on the right-hand side with it. Gives it off to Cunningham. Cunningham, Danner. Danner to Shanny. Shanny with the right hand. Good. Molly Shanny with 6 points. And the defender lead is 38-37. And now Dort turns it over on the ensuing inbounds play. Dort leads 38-37, 3:38 remaining in the third quarter. A low-scoring affair. Northwestern is throwing it in on the baseline since no one touched it for Dort on the inbounds pass. So it goes back to the point at which it was thrown in. Throwing it in is Cunningham. Cunningham to Traeger. Cunningham gets the ball inbounded to Bloom. Back to Cunningham. Cunningham with it. Backs it out. She's got it in between the circles. Driving with the right hand. Stops on the elbow. Gives to Shanny. Shanny crosses over. Back to the left hand. Her layup is good. Shanny with 8. And the defenders relinquish the lead. 39-38 with 3:18 remaining in the third period. So Dort led for the better part of a quarter and a half. Almost two quarters, really. And now Northwestern takes the lead back. Gustafson against Shanny. Puts it up, and Shanny draws the foul. That's foul number two on Molly Shanny. Carly Gustafson will go to the free throw line to try and reestablish the lead for the defenders. Dort trailing right now, 39-38. Vandervelde checks in for Northwestern. Jones will check in for Cunningham. And shooting free throws will be Gustafson, 69% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. She's got seven. Gustafson, a sophomore from Ethan, South Dakota, coming off a career best, 25 points against Doan. Gives Dort a one-point lead with a pair of made free throws. 8 points for Gustafson. Northwestern back on the other end. They go out front, Vandervelde, Vandervelde, Jones, Jones to Bloom, Bloom with it on the right wing. Bloom spins, her turnaround from 10, good. Sammy Bloom with 9, and the defenders trail 41-40. Nielsen up the floor, gets it to Verbeek. Verbeek against Danner. Verbeek driving with the right hand, lays it up, good. Ashton Verbeek able to bowl her way to the hoop. Underneath Shanny, and Shanny a mismatch that time as she was paired up against Macy Nielsen. She had a good 6 or 7 inches on Nielsen. And now Northwestern regains the lead 43-42 on the short shot by Shanny. Comes back, Gustafson, Gustafson, Verbeek, Verbeek, shot, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Danner trying to guard her. Shot no is up and good. Verbeek follows her own miss. She's got 8 in the third quarter, 21 for the ball game. Dort leads 44-43. Out front, Bloom. Bloom with the basketball, Jones. Jones will set it up from in between the circles. Gets the return pass on the right side. Jones gets around Winterfeld, lays it up with the right hand. Missed it, no good. Jones has had several layup opportunities, just hasn't been able to finish it consistently. In fact, she does not have a made field goal tonight. Gustafson, nothing there. Crosses over her, shot no good. Rebound corralled by Danner. Danner to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones to Shanny, and Shanny is fouled on the play. Thought she might have dragged her pivot foot, but they're going to call a foul before the travel. And that foul is charged to Ashton Verbeek, her first. Shanny, a 59% free throw shooter, will shoot a pair here. She's got 10 points so far. So two free throws on the way for Shanny. It's bonus time for Northwestern from here on out in this quarter. First free throw is up and good for Shanny. Ties it at 44. A second free throw on the way for Shanny. And this one's up and good as well. 45-44. Dort down a point. Nielsen with it in the backcourt. Nielsen brings it across the timeline. Comes back, middle of the floor, Shemileski. Shemileski, Feenstra. Feenstra, back it goes, left side, Nielsen. Nielsen, ball fake. Puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Feenstra. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 11:02 left to go in the second half. Northwestern leading 45-44. Ball's inbounded to Jones, under a minute left to play in this period. Jones gets a ball screen out front. Passes it right side back over to Bloom. Bloom on the elbow to Shanny. Shanny in the lane. Her shot no good. And Shanny will go to the free throw line where she will shoot two more free throws. Shanny, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe so far. 3 for 3 now, so an uncustomary 3 for 3 for a 59% free throw shooter. That foul was charged to Carly Gustafson. That's her third. Free throw is up. In and out, no good. And Shanny now 3 for 4. Dort trails 46-44, under a minute to go in the quarter. Nielsen picks up her dribble. Gets it back over to Albrecht. Albrecht in between the circles, back to Macy. Macy tries to get it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra has her feet swept out from under her. Now the ball's down on the floor. And a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. Gustafson finally got it on the baseline. And Dort was forced to use a timeout to maintain the possession. A 30-second timeout charged to Dort. Back with more after this. Inbounding the basketball, they get it in to Feenstra. Five to shoot. Feenstra puts up a three from the right corner. Good. Well, they'll give her just a two. She's got five. And the defenders knotted at 46. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds left to go in the period. They go over to Jones. Jones with it on the left wing. Driving. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed another layup. Rebound tapped around. Shanny comes down with it. Her putback attempt, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Dort 46, Northwestern 46. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. 46-46. It's Dort Basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. Dort led for much of the second and third quarters, relinquishing the lead with 3:18 left to play in the third. When Northwestern went up 39-38, we're tied 46-46 as we head into the final 10 minutes of action. Tetzloff gets the ball inbounded to Winterfeld. Winterfeld takes it up the floor. Winterfeld with it on the left side, picks up her dribble. Comes back to Gustafson. Gustafson, Tetzloff. Tetzloff steps into a three, missed it, no good, too strong. Rebound taken away. Here comes Cunningham with the basketball for Northwestern. Cunningham gets the return pass. Step into a three. It's off the mark. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Looks down low. Finds Gustafson. Faces up against Vandervelde. Gustafson turns. Throws it back outside for Feenstra. Feenstra, Verbeek. Verbeek turn around in the lane. Shot no good. And a late foul call on Danner. Foul called on Danner. That's number one on her. And free throws on the way for Verbeek. Verbeek with 21 so far. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. And now shooting another free throw after that one kicks off the heel. Second free throw on the way for Verbeek. This one's up and good. So Verbeek makes 1 of 2. And the defender lead is 47-46. Cunningham with the basketball in between the circles. She passes left side. Danner. Danner gives it up. Shot on the way by Kimball. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort and Gustafson. Turing got a hand on it, but it was Gustafson who touched it last for the defenders. And Northwestern will have the basketball back. 9:05 remaining in the contest. Throwing the ball in is Kimball. They get it into Turing. Turing puts it up over the top, off of the glass, gets it over the top of Verbeek. And Turing now with 8 points, her first basket or points of the second half. Feenster trying for an entry pass to Verbeek and throws it away. And now Northwestern has a chance to add to the 1 point lead. Throwing the ball in. Vandervelde gets it into Cunningham. Cunningham with the basketball. Cunningham crosses over. She's got it with the right hand. Back over to Turing. Turing, Danner. Danner, three. High off of the glass, off the rim. No good. Cunningham comes away with the rebound, though, after she swiped it from Verbeek. And then Winterfeld trying to get it back commits a foul in the corner. That's foul number three on Jordan Winterfeld. 8:37 remaining in the ballgame. Winterfeld checks out of the ballgame. That's actually foul number four on her. Missed one along the way somewhere. Cunningham throwing it in. And the ball is deflected out. And we've got another foul on the defenders. It's team foul number two on Dort in this quarter. And that foul goes on Verbeek, and that's number two on Verbeek. Feenstra is out of the game. Nielsen is in, along with Shemileski, Gustafson, Verbeek, and Tetzloff. Ball thrown over the top. They get it to Kimball. Kimball with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound Verbeek. Dort trails by a point. 48-47. Shemileski up the floor. Shemileski gives it back to Nielsen. Nielsen with it. Nielsen in between the circles. Goes left side. Give it up to Verbeek. Verbeek, Gustafson. Gustafson fakes the pass. Muscles it up, shot no good, and now a foul on the rebound. Called against the defenders. And that goes on Gustafson, and that's number four on Carly. Well, Dort's going to have to dance through some foul trouble here. And Coach Bill Harmson not thrilled with some of the calls made in the paint. And now a travel violation. It's Vandervelde turning it over with a travel. Dort gets the ball back. Gustafson checks out of the ball game. So Dort's got two of their starters with four fouls each. Gustafson and Winterfeld. Left side it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff gives it underneath Verbeek, and Verbeek is held on the play by Turing. And for Alexis Turing, that is number three, I believe. Northwestern does not have anybody in imminent foul trouble, but they're going to check Turing out for the time being. We'll come back with Shanny, who's got two personals. Ball's inbounded to Verbeek. Verbeek, step back three. Good. Well, they give just a two on the play. I thought her toes were behind the line. 49-48, defenders up a point. Driving, left side, Cunningham missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Verbeek. Verbeek with the basketball. Verbeek throws it into the corner. Tetzloff, back it goes Verbeek. Verbeek, reverse layup, is up and good. Ashton Verbeek able to work her way down the baseline. 51-48, defenders by three. 7:20 remaining in regulation. Northwestern with the basketball, and we've got a hold called away from the ball. Shemileski whistled for her second personal foul. So Dort with a three-point lead, 51-48. Verbeek now with 26 points. Ball's inbounded and taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski up the floor, does not have the number. Stops on the wing. Gives to Nielsen. Nielsen on the right side. Nielsen will pull it out and set it up. Reverses it. Left side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Verbeek. Three players around her. Shemileski steps into a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound saved in by Tetzloff. Taken away by Northwestern and Bloom. Bloom to Cunningham. Cunningham to Kimball. Kimball has it poked away from behind by Albrecht. It will be Northwestern basketball. So 51-48. Verbeek will check out of the ballgame. Stamnis is in. Tetzloff is out as well. And Feenstra comes back in for the defenders. 6:51 left to go, so a long ways to go. Vandervelde gets it underneath Shanny. Shanny right side Cunningham. Cunningham right wing three. Missed it too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Stamnis. Stamnis up the floor. Passes right side over to Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball. Nielsen gives it off. Back over to Stamnis. Stamnis to Albrecht. Albrecht, Shemileski. Shemileski inside for Feenstra, and she is fouled on the cut by Shanny. It's foul number three on Shanny. Well, just number two. Well, somewhere along the line, I got one ahead there. She only has two up on the board. Nielsen to throw the ball in. 6:29 remaining. Dort basketball. Shemileski right side Nielsen. Nielsen over the basketball. Nielsen looking. Tries to find Albrecht. It's tipped out of bounds by Vandervelde. She pleads her case. And referee Royce Raniger says, nope, Dort basketball this time. Nielsen throwing it in. Nielsen to Traeger. Gets it in to Shemileski. Back to Macy. Macy on the right side guarded by Bloom. With it out front, Nielsen, five to shoot for the defenders. Stamnis, Stamnis, free throw line, muscles it up, shot no good, short, rebound cleared by Jones. Jones gets it ahead, shot is up and good. Count the hoop on the right-hand layup for Kimball. Devin Kimball with a two-point basket, she's got six, and the defender lead is 51-50, 5:50 remaining. Feenstra in the lane. Her turnaround missed everything. Albrecht saves it in to Nielsen. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Back it goes Stamnis. Stamnis with the ball. Stamnis back over to Albrecht. Albrecht is going to be called for steps. Dead ball turnover. Dort will send Four new players into the game. Shemileski will stay on the floor. Tetzloff, Winterfeld, Gustafson, and Verbeek all check in. And remember, you've got two on the floor with four fouls. They are Gustafson and Winterfeld. 5:27 and counting. Jones picks up her dribble. They feed it down low for Shanny. Shanny puts it up, blocked by Verbeek. Ball deflected out. It's down on the floor, picked up by Winterfeld, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern gets it on the tie-up. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort leading 51-50. Northwestern's in the bonus. And the Raiders still have one foul to give before Dort gets to the free throw line for the bonus. And I believe there's a question as to what the shot clock but should be showing. Right now it's at 20. And they'll reset it to 12. They'll recall it to 12. And Northwestern calls a timeout. Dort 51, Northwestern 50. 5:14 left to go in regulation. Northwestern basketball when we're back in a moment. Sammy Bloom to throw the ball in for Northwestern. Her team trailing by a point. Bloom looking. And Bloom finds Jones. And Jones with her first made layup of the night gives Northwestern a 52-51 lead. She'd gotten several good shots, just couldn't get them to go. Finally gets one to drop. And Northwestern has a one-point advantage. Gustafson driving to the hoop, trying to get around Shanny. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for Tetzloff. Down to a knee to keep possession of it. Jump ball called. And alternating possession. They're going to call a foul. Foul whistled against Northwestern. And that's going to be on Sammy Bloom. That's number three on her. Vandervelde will check out of the ball game. Will check in, I should say. Kemble will check out. Dort throwing it in with Shemileski. Shemileski, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball deflected. It's John on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Well, Bailey Tetzloff had a chance at that one, but it ricocheted off of her hands. And now Northwestern playing with a one-point lead and an opportunity to build on it. With the basketball out front is Jones. Jones goes left side, Danner. Danner back to Jones. Jones driving in, lays it up with the right hand, good. Back-to-back layups by Jones. And Northwestern has a three-point lead, 54-51. Shemileski with the basketball, 4:30 remaining. Winterfeld trying to engineer a possession here for Dort. Cut into the three-point lead. They pass it underneath for Gustafson. Saves it in, but right to a Northwestern player. Northwestern off to the races. Gustafson feeds it left side. Jones feeds it left side over to Danner. Danner misses the wide-open three. Dort comes back. Verbeek over the top. Gustafson gathers herself, puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. So foul on the play called against Northwestern. And that goes on Sammy Bloom, and that is number four on Bloom. Gustafson to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. 54-51. Defenders down by three. So Carly Gustafson to shoot two. Gustafson trying to cut this down to a one-point ball game. First free throw is up and good for Carly. Carly now with 9 points, averaging 11.2 points per game. A second free throw on the way, trying to make it a one-point game, missed it. Now foul called on the rebound against Macy Nielsen, and will walk the other way with Vandervelde shooting free throws. So Vandervelde fouled on the rebound. That's going to be Nielsen's third. And both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Vandervelde with 5 points, all in the first half. 3 for 4 from the free throw line, now 4 for 5. She's got 6 points. Trying to reestablish a 4-point lead for the Raiders. 55-52 currently. This one's up and good. 56-52. Vandervelde with 7 points. Bringing the basketball up is Verbeek. Under 4 minutes to go. Verbeek tried to give it off to Nielsen. Nielsen with the basketball. Nielsen left side. It goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it. Picks up her dribble. Winterfeld back to Nielsen. Nielsen, Verbeek. Verbeek into the lane. And she is held on the play by Danner. Emily Danner called for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Verbeek. Well, now if you're Dort, you've got to cash in at the free throw line. With the clock stopped, use that as an ally here. Cut the lead down to 2. First one is up and good for Verbeek. Verbeek, I believe, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. And now 6 for 7. She's got 28. Defenders trailing 56-54. 3:39 remaining in regulation. Bringing the basketball up will be Jones, so back to a one-possession ball game. Touring, looking down low, uses her dribble, comes back, top of the key, Jones. Jones to Vandervelde on the right wing, well beyond the three-point line, guarded there by Nielsen. Back out front, it goes Touring. Touring guarded by Gustafson, pass down low, deflected by Winterfeld. Picked up by Jones, lost it, gets it back. Now comes back over to Shanny. 3 to shoot. Driving in Kemble. Kemble has it swatted away. And a shot clock violation. It will be Dort basketball. 3:08 remaining in regulation. Dort trailing 56-54. Both teams trying to navigate some foul trouble right now. Bloom and Touring check out. With the basketball, bringing it up as Verbeek gets it over to Nielsen. Nielsen up the left sideline. Nielsen picks up her dribbles out front. Feenstra, 3-ball, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Kemble. Kemble with the basketball. Kemble on the right side. Gets it to Vandervelde. Vandervelde, Shanny. Shanny trying to face up against Verbeek. And now she travels with it. Turnover. Gives the basketball back to the defenders. Nielsen to throw the ball in. And Nielsen gets it into Verbeek. Verbeek up the left sideline. Picks up her dribble. Throws it over to Gustafson. Gustafson, Feenstra. Feenstra back to Nielsen. 20 to shoot for the defenders. 2:29 left in the game. Dort down 2. Dump it down low. Gustafson working against Bloom. Puts it up with the left hand. Good. Gustafson with a 2-point bucket, and the defenders tie it up 56-all. Back the other way, Jones. Kick out pass, Vandervelde. Vandervelde, 3, good. Taylor Vandervelde with 10, and the defenders trail by 3 after scrapping back to tie it. Verbeek, off-balance shot in the lane, good. Ashton Verbeek with a 2-point bucket. She's got 30. Dort backed over then a point, 59-58. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Dort with 2 timeouts left, Northwestern with 4. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort basketball on KDCR. .159 remaining in regulation. It's Northwestern basketball. Length of the floor to go. Northwestern with a 1-point lead, 59-58. Sammy Bloom inbounding the basketball for Northwestern. Gets the ball into Jones. Jones will walk it up the floor. Shot clock is at 25 as they take it into the front court. Bloom with it on the right-hand side. Comes back over to Jones. Jones passes down low, Shanny faces up, kick out pass out front to Vandervelde, 15 to shoot, now back to Jones, Jones right side to Kemble, Kemble gives it up, back to Jones, Jones Vandervelde, Vandervelde underneath, Shanny, Shanny's shot is blocked out of bounds, last touch by Shanny, it'll be Dort basketball. Tetzloff is in, Nielsen is out, 1:34 remaining in regulation, defenders down a point. They get the ball inbounded to Verbeek. Verbeek flips it back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff will bring it up the floor. Now Verbeek. Verbeek up the left sideline. Gets it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Throws it over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff with it. Tetzloff out front, Feenstra, 1:18 remaining. Trying to get the bounce pass down low to Gustafson. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Winterfeld. 8 to shoot, now 6. Gustafson back out front, Winterfeld inside, Verbeek. Kick out pass, Gustafson, 3, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Vandervelde. Vandervelde with it under a minute to go. They get it to Jones. Jones with the basketball, setting the offense, 20 to shoot. Jones will dribble out front. Dort will not pressure it. Northwestern will have to take a shot with between 35 and 30 seconds remaining, leading by 1. They go over to Jones. Jones has had success going to the basket. She hands it off to Shanny. Shanny kick out, banks it off the glass. Good. It's a 3-point ball game. And Northwestern has a 3-point lead, 61-58. It'll be Dort basketball after a timeout. 61-58, 36.7 seconds remaining. The basket set up by a Jones drive, and she handed it off to Shanny, who got the shot to go from straight on off of the glass. And Northwestern now with a 3-point lead and a stop away from making this really difficult. Back to the more after this. 61-58. It'll be Dort basketball as we resume play. Defenders trailing by 3. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort has one timeout remaining, I believe. I thought they had 2 left before they called that one. Or did Northwestern call it? That may very well be that Northwestern called it, so Dort could not advance it. Inbounding the basketball will be the defenders in Verbeek. Verbeek gets it back from Winterfeld. Dort brings it up, down 3. You go for a quick 2, or do you shoot for the 3 here? Dort basketball, Verbeek. Verbeek spins, throws it over the top. Gustafson jarred loose, picked up by Gustafson. It's still loose on the floor, picked up by Northwestern. And Vandervelde with the basketball at midcourt is fouled by Verbeek, and Taylor Vandervelde will go to the free throw line with 19 seconds remaining and a chance to put Northwestern up by 2 possessions. Vandervelde with 10 points. She is 5 of 6 from the free throw line tonight, entered the game 19 of 30 for the season. Makes that one, it's a 2 possession ball game. 11 points for Vandervelde. Second free throw on the way for Vandervelde, trying to make it a 5-point game, and she does. So Vandervelde makes both free throws. Northwestern leads 63-58. There's 19 seconds remaining. Timeout on the floor. Back with more right after this. And they get the ball in, bonded to Tetzloff. Dort needs a couple of baskets and a stop in there as well. Verbeek shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped, and Shanny comes down with it, and that's going to do it. 9.6 seconds remaining. Northwestern will shoot free throws as Shanny was fouled on the rebound to the miss shot by Verbeek on the spin move in the lane. And Northwestern is already up 2 possessions, and if Shanny makes both of these, it's 3 possessions, and it is all over. No glimmer of hope for the defenders. Stamnis checks into the ballgame. Gustafson checks out after fouling out on that last play. 11 points for Gustafson. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Shanny. A second free throw on the way for Shanny with 9.6 seconds remaining. Missed it, no good. Rebound Stamnis. Stamnis with the ball. 7 seconds left. She takes it across half court. Right side it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff 3 off the mark, no good. And Shanny gathers in the rebound, and that's the ball game. Final score, Northwestern 64, Dort 58. Northwestern improves to 12-8, 12-5 of the conference. The defenders slip to 11-7 in the conference and 12-9 overall. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game, the Wireless World postgame wrap, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Well, about 5 minutes left to go in the game. Northwestern took the lead, and Dort was playing from behind the rest of the way. And just battling. Dort's last lead was at 51-50. Northwestern scored four in a row to get it up to 54-51. Dort tied it at 56, but a three by Taylor Vandervelde put Northwestern up 59-56. And after that, it was a matter of Northwestern getting a couple of defensive stops and making their free throws, and they win it by a final of 64-58. I've not received final game stats yet, so we'll get creative and go online, see what we can find on the live stats. Northwestern, 24 of 60 from the floor, 40%. Dort, 22 of 59. And that comes out to 37%. Dort, 4 for 19 from the three-point line, 21%. Northwestern, 4 for 14, 29%. Rebounds, Northwestern 43, Dort 34. Turnovers, Dort 18, Northwestern 17. Defenders were led tonight by Ashton Verbeeks, 30 points, 11 of 20 from the floor, 6 of 7 on free throws. 11 for Carly Gustafson, and just not enough firepower from the rest of the defender lineup tonight. And, didn't shoot it extremely well either. While Northwestern got 16 from Molly Shanny, 12 from Taylor Vandervelde. And Coach Bill Harmson has made his way up out of the locker room, and the defenders on the short end tonight of a 64-58 decision. And Coach Harmson felt like you were right there all night, just needed a play here or there, either need to make one or get something to go your way, and just couldn't get that one or two plays. And it's amazing, you play 40 minutes, you have about 100 and whatever possessions between the two teams, and really it comes down to two or three plays, and tonight you didn't get those two or three plays to go your way.
It started the second half. At halftime, Mike, we talked about exactly that, how there's just a finite number of possessions in a close game like this, and you got to win the majority of those possessions on the road in order to come out with a victory. And, you know, we came out, we scored the first possession, held them, we came down, and then we turned it over a couple possessions in a row. And you know, I got to credit, you know, Northwestern. They play really hard, and they get after it, put on a lot of ball pressure, and, you know, they did just enough ball pressure to kind of keep us off guard all night. But those are things that I thought we were ready for again. And again, it's hard to simulate those things in practice in a game. So I'm really proud of our girls' effort. I'm really proud of the way we competed tonight. You know, this team is close. And at some point, it's all going to click yet this year and hopefully get over the hump.
Talk about your defensive game plan coming into the game against Northwestern. You give up 64 points. They're averaging 75 points per ball game. I like to think if you limit a team to 64 points, you're giving yourself a pretty good chance. The defensive side of it tonight, I thought you played pretty well.
Yeah, we did. And we did a really nice job on Blum, and I thought we did a nice job on their post players for the most part. And you know, they had a couple offensive rebounds that they got in the second half. They had a couple loose balls that they got of rebounds that we just didn't secure strong enough. And you know, really good teams will make the other team pay for that, and Northwestern did. And so when it comes down to that finite count of possessions, man, you just got to make every possession count. And I think we learned something again as a team and as a program, just how to value the basketball and how to value each one of those defense possessions.
You have Saturday off, a rare Saturday off, and then you've got Concordia waiting for you on the back end a week from today. And you can't feel too bad for yourself. I looked at the calendar, there's still 3.5 weeks of the regular season left. Now, we've got games spaced out unlike we've ever had before. But there is a lot of basketball and a lot of things yet to be decided. Next Wednesday becomes very important after everybody else plays Saturday and we don't. Next Wednesday is very important for this team.
This is huge. This game tonight was huge already. And, you know, we take care of business here. Us and Northwestern can flip And then we're looking at a third-place position and a home court advantage, and they're looking at going on the road. And, you know, now for us to get back in that top four is going to be pretty difficult just with the teams that we have coming up. So I know our kids are resilient. You know, we'll get back to work. I know the schedule. We're going to have plenty of time to rest our bodies. We're going to have plenty of time to rest our minds. We're going to have plenty of time to work on those end-game execution things. And hopefully these last four games of the season can be memorable for our four seniors who've given this team so much. So this team isn't giving up, Mike. You know, they're working hard, and they love each other, and we're looking forward to getting back to practice again tomorrow.
Bill, I will let you go. Thanks for coming up.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Taking a look at these stats, I think we gave you most of the scoring. Let's jump and take a look at the rebounding. Ashton Verbeek with 10 rebounds to lead Dort, 5 for Carly Gustafson, 4 Northwestern, 8 for Emily Danner, 6 for Taylor Vandervelde, 5 for Alexis Turing, 4 for Molly Shanny. Assists, Jordan Winterfeld had 3 for the defenders. For Northwestern, they got 3 each from Kemble, Bloom, and Maddie Jones. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, back with a final word and a look at the women's scores from around the conference. Right after this, you're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Basketball tonight in the GPAC. Morningside beats Jamestown 99-53. Midland over Mount Marty 70-64. And it was Dakota Wesleyan on the road beating Briarcliff 74-68. Morningside, they're running away and hiding with the conference right now. They're 16-1. I don't think anybody's going to catch them. Concordia and Northwestern are both 12-5. Dakota Wesleyan slips into fourth place in terms of the loss column. They're at 10-6. Then you got Briarcliff, Dort, and Jamestown all with 7 losses each. Briarcliff and Dort 11-7. Jamestown 10-7. Midland is lurking there yet at 10-8. Pretty clear delineation then with the next four teams. Hastings is 4-12. Mount Marty 2-15. Doan 2-15. College of St. Mary is 1-13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with a rundown of the men's matchup right after this.